Live once more from Flight Wisdom headquarters in fabulous New York City, the Flight Wisdom Briefing. And now, here's your host, who can't afford to hire an announcer, the Flight Wisdom Guru. This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with Briefing 22. The Department of Transportation assessed a penalty of $100,000 against Continental Airlines for filing incomplete reports regarding complaints that passengers with disabilities registered with the carrier. During an inspection, the DOT discovered they had a policy of only reporting the most significant issue in each complaint, even though many of the complaints involved more than one disability-related issue, and they had been advised they had to count each separately. American Airlines has announced a new date for their Chicago to Beijing service. 4 weekly nonstop flights will begin May 25th. A spokesperson for American says the airline will try to offer better arrival and departure times in the future, which was part of the problems that had twice delayed the service. Delta Airlines is adding flights out of New York, with nearly 30 cities slated for new or expanded service by fall. The airline reinstated year-round service from JFK to Shannon and Manchester, and expanded its existing year-round service to Brussels to Delhi. Delta will introduce the only year-round non-stop service from New York to Copenhagen and Stockholm beginning May 27th. 3 new routes will be added September 7th from LaGuardia, with thrice daily service to Nashville, 4 times daily to St. Louis, and once daily to Norfolk, Richmond, and Kansas City, and JFK to Cleveland, Charlotte, Baltimore, Richmond, Montreal, and Toronto. Effective September 19th, Delta will offer an additional daily flight between JFK and London Heathrow. On other routes, Delta will add frequencies, and on many regional routes, first-class cabins. It has been reported that Air France will be operating the 538-seat Airbus A380 Super Jumbo between London and Paris. The route, only 215 miles, would not only be able to quickly train crew on the aircraft, but would only be used temporarily. Air France has confirmed the idea is being considered, but has not yet been decided. Boeing announced they had begun assembly of the 747-8 Intercontinental. The Boeing 747-8i is 18.3 feet longer than the 747-400 and can hold 51 more passengers in a 3-class configuration. It also incorporates new, more fuel-efficient designs. Boeing has 32 orders for the 747-8i and 76 for the 747-8F, the freighter version of the same aircraft. Delivery should begin in late 2011. Emirates Air has announced it will start flights to Iraq in July. Emirates will start with 3 flights a week to Baghdad with an Airbus 330-200 aircraft. More details when they become available. An Afriqiya Airways plane crashed on approach to Tripoli in Libya. The plane, inbound from Johannesburg, had only one survivor, a Dutch child. The Airbus that crashed is one of 3 Airbus 330-200 aircraft that the airline owns. Frontier Airlines will allow passengers to carry small dogs, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, or small birds for $75 each way. Southwest Airlines has enacted a similar policy in recent years. Frontier lets bigger pets fly as check luggage for a $150 fee. Southwest announced it will be entering South Carolina, promising to serve Charleston and Greenville-Spartanburg next year, with no local subsidies. This is a return to Southwest's more traditional tactic of serving secondary markets that lack low-cost service but have the demand to support it. There is no information on routes or frequencies at this time. U.S. Airways began daily non-stop service from its Charlotte hub to Rome, Italy. Elsewhere, Virgin America has delayed the start of its service to Orlando International Airport, meant to begin August 19th, due to a delay in its aircraft delivery schedule. The service will now not begin until at least October. JetBlue and South African Airways announced an agreement to allow passengers to fly on a single ticket for itineraries connecting through Kennedy Airport. Frontier Airlines announced the expansion of service from Branson, Missouri, with thrice-weekly seasonal service to Milwaukee, beginning July 1st, an additional 5-times-weekly flight to Denver. In a final story, the ash cloud continues to disrupt airspace. There is no sign as to when this will end, or if disruptions will continue for months or years. That is all. Briefing 22 was released May 17th, 2010. This is the Flight Wisdom Guru saying, as always, the internet audience is the greatest audience in the world.